I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ozzie Guillen.
I'm the captain of the boat.
Former White Sox manager.
I mean, I don't know how much payment I was.
Can I go to watch the All-Star game? Hell no.
Talking the latest around Major League Baseball. Ozzie Guillen.
Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, and we're pleased to welcome Ozzie Guillen on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
You know, we're hanging in there. We're doing the best we can. We hope that you are staying safe and being well. And Ozzie, obviously, we're in the midst of a holding pattern here, and today should have been opening day on the south side. And Rob Manfred spoke last night on ESPN, and he's optimistically looking ahead and hoping that baseball can be played in early June, possibly, which would mean the resumption of baseball sometime in May. I guess let's start with this idea. If you're a baseball manager, how long do you think your pitchers would need to get ready for a season, and how long does that season need to be for you to feel like it's legitimate?
Wow, that's very difficult because everybody you got a different way to get ready. Some guys get ready quick, some guys don't, take a little while. And then 15 days, two outing, because right now there was practice, still throwing some balls. To me, more important is a starting pitcher. I think in 2 weeks, I think it's, they should be ready to throw the ball, but I think they have put new rules to be in the game, you know, now to be in the season, because I think, I don't think no too many guys can pass pitch more than 4 inches.
I think one of the most fascinating things that we heard from Manfred yesterday is that everything is on the table, and he was talking about trying to pack in as many games as possible in a short amount of time, and obviously we don't know if or when baseball resumes. That's up to the scientists and the medical people. But, you know, one of the ideas that we heard is possibly having more doubleheaders, maybe even 7-inning doubleheaders. Is this a good idea, do you think, in order to have as many games possible during a regular season if we do have baseball this year?
Well, yeah, I agree with the doubleheaders, but I don't know why this so into it, they have to play 162 games. I think right now they're not going to have enough time. Obviously, money and all the stuff, get involved when you want to play most games they can. Doubleheaders, I think it's a great idea. It's a great idea because that's the only way they can make that happen. And, you know, day off, take away the day off, bring another guy or two guys to the roster, that will help to continue to play that way. They're going to play. Hopefully, you know, they get into and play. We don't know exactly where we are with this coronavirus. I think we don't know. Some people say we don't know. We're getting better, yes, but we don't know exactly how long this thing will be out there. And I think the key of all this schedule situation is when they're going to start spring training. You know, we talk about when we're going to start the season. I think to me more, you know, the worry is when spring training is going to start over and get people ready for the season.
From an old school baseball perspective, Ozzy, does it matter to you how long the season would be? Is there a difference in your mind from 140 games or 120 games to 85 games? However long it is, does the baseball purist just have to accept the fact that this is not one of those seasons that you're going to look at and embrace tradition?
Well, you know, we worry about schedule and all the stuff. If worst thing happens right now, I think, personal opinion, I think baseball season is too long. I think they start too early, they finish too late. I keep saying they should cut the season, cut a few games, bring another team to the playoff, get the World Series with a nice weather or better weather, so people can enjoy it a little bit more. And I think... all this stuff, but I think playing 162 games plus playoff plus spring training, you're talking about almost, wow, 162, 30, 92, almost 200 plus games. That's a lot of games to watch and a lot of games to play. I think in the future they should cut the season a little bit. But, you know, I mean, it's just morning TV, all the revenue and all the stuff. It's going to be hard to do it, but I think right now they got to play the games. They play 120 games. They play 120 games. That's another season. That's another thing that's on the table, guys. The guys are going to lose days to be a free agent. The guys are going to lose days for the patient. You know, there's so many things out there. If they don't play 162 games, if the full season come 110, it's a full season. We got to count for everyone. And it's like you got to take it out of the full season. That's the way it is. Everybody making an adjustment. Everybody making different life size. A month ago, 2 months ago, everything is different in your life. Then why baseball can be different than anything else?
I think the reality is if they do get underway this season, that it's going to be a shorter season just because we're already missing the start of it here today. Who benefits from a managerial standpoint when you look at teams and you're constructing a roster? What kind of a team benefits from a shorter season where there's a lot more pressure right from the beginning to make that playoff push?
Well, I don't think anyone do benefit because everyone is going to play the same amount of games. I think right now, you look at it, I think New York Yankees is the one benefit right now because if you start the season today, they will miss 2-3 guys in the lineup. Now you're missing, you know, you play with the guy, you play let alone in a couple months, and all those guys are back in the lineup, and they're going to be benefit for them. But you see guys... I think this problem also saved a couple arms. You see guys went to surgery because they're going to miss, you know, 2 months of the season, and they only go have so many starts, and they went to surgery. I think it was a great idea to do it now. But I think it's equal because there's another different schedule. You know, now they have to play that division a little bit more. I'm worried about that. I was talking about to my kids that they have to keep the big games like Cubs, White Sox, Cubs, Yankees, White Sox, Yankees. You know, all the big games they have through the season, keep those games. But I think you're going to play the division a little bit more than anybody else. So that's for sure.
Ozzy, when you're staying home tonight like everybody else in Chicago at 6 o'clock and the score rebroadcast Mark Burley's perfect game from July 23rd, 2009, and you turn on the radio or you flip on the stream and you start to hear that game being called, what kind of memories or what kind of emotions will you be feeling and what will you be thinking of? Where does your mind go?
You know what's funny? Since Adela, my little one born, I'm a very sensitive guy. Every time I see her, I start crying now. For real. I swear to God, I haven't been like, what, a year and 9 months crying for every little thing. And it could have happened to a better guy. I just talked to him 2 days ago on his birthday. My memories is, you know what I mean? People will remember a good thing, you know what I mean? Because this kid, you know, one of the hardest thing in baseball, period, you know, a lot of records, they cannot be broke, like Cal Ripken games playing and home runs, all those stuff, so it's going to be hard to broke. One of the hardest things to broke is, you know, you cannot imagine Mark Burley to a perfect game. You know, because this is a guy, you know, have a strikeout stuff. Every ball they put it in play. And when you talk about perfect game and a no-hitter from the same, from that type of pitcher, it's something you're not going to see too much often. And it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great to see those guys and then see all those guys younger. And I think it was a lot of fun in the dugout. And a lot of great things will happen. I know the White Sox fans are going to love it. I think they're going to love it because they love Burley. And I think Burley did a lot of great stuff for the organization. And I think that's a great idea. Whoever come up with an idea when you know baseball is it'd be fun to watch.
Yeah, the best thing about it is all the memories. Ozzy, I got to ask you because you're not like most people. So, because you've got so many different interests, what's it like? What do you do when you're social distancing? What's a typical day like now with Ozzy Guillen when you're stuck at home?
You know, I stuck at home since I was married. to me, nothing changed. You know what I mean? I just go to work and come back. You know, guys, I don't want to say we're lucky because coronavirus has been hitting the world very bad and all around the world, globe, and all around the places. I got a lot of friends in Madrid. They go through hell right now. But I'm being to similar time politic in Venezuela when you cannot leave the house for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You don't have electricity. You don't have food. You know, water, you know, to me and my wife, it's like, okay, just watch TV and Wi-Fi and read and spend a lot of time with my granddaughter. But I think I went through it worse back in Venezuela a few years ago. But my typical day, I get up every day at 6:30 in the morning, 7. The first thing I do is I make coffee. For myself, watching little news, you don't want to watch Latino news, believe me. Because American news is kind of, they're more, they think about what they're going to put on TV. In Latino news, Spanish news, they tell you every little thing. And you get nervous, especially right now with the virus. You get a little nervous and you start thinking, they confuse you. By the day, you know, I go to see Adela. I don't leave the house. The only thing we leave the house is to see my wife and myself. We're to the man to Ozzy's junior house to see Adela, spend the day with her, and come back home and watch her. Well, we watch a lot of movies. I think in Chicago, you decide to have a swimming pool or a movie theater. We put a movie theater in the house because the swimming pool, we're not going to enjoy that much. But, you know what I mean? I help my wife to cook, just me and her in the house. Everybody in my family stay home. We know they're not allowed to be out. I'm lucky enough to have Osney here from Miami now here in Chicago. And it's not easy. It's not easy. And, you know, I mean, watching the news every second to stay in the top and what we got going on, stay on the phone with my family in Venezuela. You know, my mom and my dad, they're pretty old and very sick. And I worry about them. Something happened to them and I'm not, I can't fly because everything is closed. You know what I mean? It's just so many things go through your mind. Sometimes you have to take positive and not start to think about all the negative stuff and all the rural situation happening right now. Not just United States. I think all over the places.
Ozzy, take care of yourself. Enjoy your family and really appreciate you joining us this morning. We'll see you as soon as we possibly can. And it's great to catch up.
Thank you, guys. Stay safe, please, because that's the only way we're going to go through it. And if we don't do the right thing for us, it's not going to be easy to go through it. We have to listen and we have to respect, and we have to make sure this is not a joke. This is a real thing, and we have to be careful. Stay safe, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.